This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, Communist China cracks down on Christians. That story right after the short message.
Experience all Liberty University has to offer November 12th through 14th at a very special College for a Weekend. We're tweaking our usual programming to give you all the excitement of life at Liberty while keeping you and our community safe. Plus, it's free. Attend informational sessions and panel discussions to get your questions answered, enjoy meals in our award-winning dining hall, receive enrollment assistance, and connect with other future Liberty students safely. Text LUCFAW to 49596 to register. Again, that's LUCFAW to 49596.
As the world is focused on the coronavirus recovery and the political climate in the United States, the Chinese Communist Party has been starting another wave of persecution against Christians, and especially house churches. Persecution in China has escalated, and the communist government is forcing house churches to join the Three Self Church, which is run by the communist state. Bitter Winter, a religious liberty and human rights for China advocacy group, reports that authorities raided a church in Ninghai County that refused to join the Three Self Church and damaged sections of the church as well as tearing down crosses. 27 churches in that area have been damaged and crosses have been removed as well. One parishioner explained, "When they demolished the cross, we, elderly believers, got on our knees to pray in tears. We felt pain in our hearts every time they hit it. We can't stand up to them and prevent the forced demolition." The Communist Party insists that the national flag hang in the churches and crosses be replaced by pictures of President Xi Jinping and Chairman Mao. Surveillance cameras were also installed inside of churches, and only government-approved pastors can lead worship and speak. Children under 18 years of age are not permitted to enter the church building, and the church finances were also seized by the government. Parishioners have boldly stated that "we won't agree to these requirements." The Chinese Communist Party has ordered destitute families in the poorest provinces that have been greatly affected by the Wuhan coronavirus pandemic to renounce their faith or they will lose their welfare benefits. A family in Lin County told Bitter Winter that all households without exception must display Xi Jinping portraits and take photos of themselves next to them. There are actually more Christians in China than Communist Party members. It is a reality that does not sit well with a party that is in power. Another believer told Bitter Winter that "the township party secretary asked me to take down and throw away the crosses and told me to pray to Xi Jinping from then on. Xi Jinping is a man, not God. I feel saddened for the crosses being taken down, but there is nothing I can do." The persecution isn't relegated to just the poorest rural areas. On September 27th, Chen Yu, a Chinese Christian who ran an online bookstore, was sentenced to 7 years in prison for selling non-sanctioned religious material. He was charged with illegal business operations. He also received a fine of almost $30,000, and the Linhai City Public Security Bureau will destroy 12,864 Christian books from his store. Gina Go, the regional manager of Southeast Asia for the International Christian Concern, said that the sentence for Mr. Chen Yu shows that the Chinese government is increasingly frightened by all things religious. From religious symbols, Chinese couplets to Christian books, anything that features religious elements is no longer tolerated by the Chinese Communist Party. Pray for our Christian brothers and sisters who are suffering under persecution of communism. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.